leather left to make one pair of shoes. He had worked hard all of his life, but fortune had never smiled upon him. Still, he and his wife never complained. They woke up every morning with a song on their lips and went to bed every evening with hope in their hearts. And so it was that on a cold night in late November, the shoemaker cut out his last pair of shoes and laid them on his sewing table, thinking to finish them the next morning.
Well, after tomorrow, I will no longer be a shoemaker, for I cannot afford to buy even a scrap of material.